And our business editor, Giles Beckford, is here now with Ngā Kōrero o Kai Pākehi. What's happening on the markets, Giles?
Kia ora, Kim. Wall Street's having a bit of a mixed session. Inflation numbers were out overnight, showing the US annual inflation rate 5.4%, driven by higher prices for food, Brent, and other goods. Now, the question is, will it make the Federal Reserve rethink the view that inflation is largely temporary? And will that lead to a tightening of policy? At the moment, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about a tenth of a percent. The S&P 500 is up about a tenth of a percent. The main moves has been into technology stocks, the NASDAQ nearly half a percent higher. Our own top 50 index finally broke its losing streak, gained 29 points yesterday, about a quarter of a percent back above the 13,000 level. And the New Zealand dollar got a bit of a fillip after those US inflation numbers. The US dollar was down, so Kiwi trading at 69.6 US cents and 94.3 Australian.
And in the main bulletin?
Businesses were lukewarm about the government's suggested emissions reduction plans. Well, trade unions are distinctly cool about them. They say that New Zealand is probably exporting its emissions, and they wonder about security of jobs as well. Another cannabis company headed for the stock exchange. This time it's from Taranaki. And mergers and acquisition activity is robust, and apparently the lockdowns didn't get in the way. We'll bring you that and the latest from the markets just after 10 to 7.
Yeah, me, he, Giles.